There was once a lover who sighed for long years in separation from his beloved and wasted in the fires of remoteness. From the rule of love, his heart was empty of patience and his body weary of his spirit. He reckoned life without her as a mockery, and time consumed him away. How many a day he knew no rest in longing for her, and how many a night the pain of her kept him from sleep. His body was worn to a sigh, and his heart's wound had turned him to a cry of sorrow. He had given 1,000 lives for one taste of the cup of her presence, but it availed him not. The doctors knew no cure for him, and companions avoided his company. Yea, physicians have no cure for one sick of love, unless the favor of the beloved deliver him. At last, the tree of his longing yielded the fruit of despair, and the fire of his hope fell to ashes. Then one night he could live no more, and he went out of his house and made for the marketplace. On a sudden, a watchman followed after him. He broke into a run, with the watchman following after. Then other watchmen came together and barred every passage to the weary one. And the wretched one cried from his heart and ran here and there and moaned to himself, "Surely this watchman is my angel of death, following so fast upon me. Or he is a tyrant of men, seeking to harm me." And his feet carried him on, the one bleeding with the arrow of love. Then he came to a garden wall, and with untold he scaled it, for it proved very high. And at last, forgetting his life, he threw himself into the garden. And there, he beheld his beloved, with a lamp in her hand, searching for a ring she had lost. When the heart-surrendered lover gazed upon his ravishing love, he cried, "O God, give thou glory to the watchman, and riches and long life. For the watchman was Israfil, Gabriel, bringing life to this poor one, guiding this wretched one." And indeed, his words were true, for he had found many a secret justice in this seeming tyranny of the watchman. Now, if the lover could have looked ahead, he would have blessed the watchman at the start. But since the end was veiled to him, he moaned and made his plaint. Yet for those who journey in the garden land of knowledge, because they see the end in the beginning, see peace in war and friendliness